So once again, welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore. I forget to say that sometimes, so I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. Like the previous episode we just recorded, I don't think I said that. So somebody's like joining us for the first time. Who's this guy? What's his name? He won't stop talking. So, Jamie Gilmore. I'm joined in studio by personal favorites, Cameron Bartlett, Jaslyn Morning. I wish you could hear the conversation that we talk about before we come on the air. A lot of it's ridiculous. Most of it makes no sense whatsoever.
It makes sense.
It makes sense to Jaslyn.
Okay.
But not to really the rest of the world. But we do enjoy it. Are y'all ready? Listen, here's what I'm going to do, okay? So it gets to where I ask all the questions, which is fine. I don't mind doing that. But I'm going to point to you. And you're going to ask a question, not five questions. You're going to ask a question. We have a Mount Rushmore we're going to play during this episode, too. Jaslyn will pick that.
Okay.
There you go. And if not, I'll have something because I'm ready to go at all times.
Of course.
We do have a special guest, and we're going to talk to her momentarily. 55 years of business in the city of H-Town. I mean, that's a long time. 55 years. Think about that. There was no internet when Terry Donna, School of Dance, if there was a TV, there was no color TV, I'm pretty sure.
There was no color TV.
No typical TV. Heather Roberts, that's the voice you hear. You've been the owner for 12 years.
I have.
Let's talk about what else was not, okay? 55 years, there was no cell phone, obviously. Now, that would be interesting. If we took this generation of kids.
Yes.
55 years ago and said, hey, you actually have to talk to people now and not on your phone, I think it would be a difficult chore.
Well, and the very first few recitals, actually, a fun piece of history is there was an orchestra that actually played the music for the dancers on stage. So it was even before cassettes and CDs and records and all that fun stuff.
Really?
Yes.
There was an orchestra?
There was an orchestra.
That is cool. Can we get that back? I would just like to be somewhere where there's an orchestra.
If you could get one that is affordable, sure, let's go.
I think that's going to be the issue.
Yes.
Going forward. I get the chance, you know, I MC every event here as part of the Chamber Board of Directors. That's pretty much my skill set, Cameron, that I bring to the table because I can't fix anything or really don't want to do too much manual labor. So, therefore, I get to talk and introduce. And I several times, Terry Donna School of Dance has been a part of these events. It's almost so fun to watch these young ladies do their thing. They're really so talented.
They have a lot of fun. They work very hard.
But again, I can't get over the 55 years. Was there a Dairy Queen 55 years ago? There might have been. I don't know. There wasn't much.
Before my time. I don't even know.
Before mine as well. I don't think there was a lot here in Hueytown. I know where Arby's and all that is now in Hueytown, it was a goat farm.
Oh, I can believe that. I also want to venture to say that Terry and Donna, the original founders, were the first female business owners in Jefferson County at that time.
That's amazing.
In the city of Hueytown. It was one of those, yes.
That is awesome.
They were definitely considered a minority in the business world.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean that's impressive. Mm-hmm. And that's not something you would know. See, we're teaching you here Chamber Chat. Absolutely. Look at you, Jaslyn. Good job.
All about the women empowerment.
So, women supporting women.
Oh, yeah.
And Cameron, you need to really pay attention the first time because that may, you know, she had to repeat herself. Yeah. So that's on you.
She said it quietly.
Both very disappointing you, right?
She said it quietly.
So, Heather, you're not originally from Hueytown. So, where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in Maytown, which is just down the street. It's not too far. But I grew up taking dance. I started in Pleasant Grove in a small little studio called Dance Academy. And then after I won a national title, I moved to Terry Donna when I was 8. And I have been with Terry Donna ever since I was 8.
Now, how old were you when you won the national title?
I was 8.
Wow. That is impressive. Because mm-hmm. In my 5th grade spelling bee, I got out in the first round. So, just in comparison, so much more impressive there. So much more impressive. Where'd you go to high school at?
So, I actually went 2 places. I started at Minor High School, and then I finished up at Dora High School in Walker County.
So, from a tenacious tiger to a bulldog.
Yes.
The transition happened there.
It was a very big transition, yes.
When you got out of high school, did you go to college? Did you start working in Hueytown? What was your plan?
So I actually went to college. I went to Miles College on a full softball scholarship with some academic money in there as well. And I worked my way through business school at Miles College. And while I was also getting my business degree, my accounting degree, Terry was training me to one day take over because she knew that my aspirations were to open a dance studio. And then, lo and behold, a couple years later, I finished up school. I got married, and 1 year after I graduated, she decided to retire. And so that's when she passed it on to myself and Renee Lamar.
So how early did you know that, okay, I want to do this?
I've had a passion for dance for as long as I can remember. I know that when I was in high school, I started teaching, assistant teaching at 15, and then started teaching at 18. And so very early on, I knew that this was something I wanted to continue to do.
Now, you said that Terry was the one. Did she see early on, like, okay, Heather wants to do this, and I want to leave this in good hands. This is a very special. And she told you, did she have that conversation? You were like, okay, it's yours.
Yeah. So pretty much I went up to Terry and I told her this is, you know, what I want to do with my life. And she decided to then kind of branch off and teach me this pretty much the ropes in a different way, which is when I developed the preschool program. Mm-hmm. So I, up until this year, would travel to all the preschools and I would teach dance at the preschool. So for the parents that have older siblings that have do baseball or football or other activities that they do in the afternoons, I pretty much took the burden of taking the younger girls and went ahead and did their activities at school for them during daycare. And so I travel around and do all that. I've done it up until this year, and this year I'm going to officially hand it off to one of my younger teachers. I'm kind of gonna give those reins away, but yeah, that's kind of how I learned the ropes. So
is that difficult? Like, you've been doing this for so long and you're gonna hand it off, is that a difficult choice? Is that something you had to think about for a while?
It is definitely very difficult. I have been training her since she was, I want to say she was 12 or 13, and so it's been a very long time. And I actually just took a new job teaching at McAdory High School, and I'm going to be teaching special education this year. So I needed to kind of hand off a few of those daytime duties. And she is one that also wants to be an entrepreneur. So this is a great way for her to learn as well.
And she's learning on the job.
Yes.
And she's ready to go because she's been trained by you. That's the way to hand the baton off.
Yes.
I want to say this before because I don't think Cameron's ready yet, although I told you to be ready because I was going to point to you.
No, I am, and I want to say it, but I feel like it's already been questioned. Okay, well, I'm second-guessing myself.
Well, think about something else. I'll ask another question. How about that?
I just want to ask it just to make sure, okay? Just get it. I'm sorry. How did you know she was a perfect fit for that?
Pretty much, she grew up kind of like me in the dance studio. She was taking, and I saw that she had a passion for children. Her mother actually owns a daycare in Bessemer. And so I knew very early on that she was really good with the little ones and could handle them very well. And when we realize that people have those traits, we kind of take them under our wing and let them assist with us. And so they'll start learning kind of by watching us. And then after they watch us for a year or two, then we start giving them a little bit more responsibility. And that's when they start leading a class or two. And then it turns into a couple classes. And then once they get good and ready, then they have their own class. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That was a very good question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm proud of you. That's one of your better performances. Good job, Cameron.
Thank you.
Let's talk dance moms.
Oh, Lord.
Because if you watch a TV show that I tend to enjoy watching, that they seem like they're really, really into it a little more than they should be. Now, we know it's not all moms, but is that something over time? You know, we're not going to mention names or anything, but over time, is that an issue sometimes with moms?
I feel like we have a really good group of dance moms. I feel like anytime you get a bunch of females together, there's going
to
be
amen to that.
A little bit of gossip, a little bit of chit-chat here and there, and he said, or she said, not even he said, she said it, she said. But really, honestly, our group is really not bad. We really don't have any issues. Nothing major enough to have a TV show, that's for sure. I think that's a little over-dramatized sometimes.
Well, of course it is. Are you surprised sometimes that you don't have more trouble with moms? Because, you know, competitiveness, whether it's softball, baseball, football, dancing, it does happen. And it can happen to the best of us.
We are very competitive. I'm actually one of the more competitive teachers, especially with our competition teams. We have 5 competition teams. And all of my students like to say that I'm probably the hardest or the meanest. But I love to win. And like the parents say, they're paying me to do a job and I'm going to do that job. And we don't like to lose. We don't really lose often. So I would say there'd probably be more drama if we lost more often. But no, we're usually at the top, so there's not much drama.
When you've been winning for 55 years, which I'm sure Terry Donahue, it's not easy just to lose. I'm sure that that competitiveness is there, but competition's a good thing.
It is.
We shouldn't look at it as a bad thing.
Yes. Yeah. And we even now we've branched out into more solos and duets and trios here lately, and so sometimes those girls end up competing against each other because they're the same age or they're in the same genre of dance. And so I love to see their little personalities come out, and they know they're competing against their friend. And so it makes them try even harder. But yet at the same time, as soon as they come off the stage, they're giving them a big hug and saying, you did so good. And they're so supportive of each other. So it's like a healthy competitiveness. It's really nice.
How early can you tell when a young lady has it, like that it, like that, that, that she can dance, that she can go the, all the way, that she can do it in college. She's just got, how early can you tell?
I would say 5.
You think that's the age? And you can see, and you can see it just from 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
I can see them after one class. I can know whether or not they actually care to do it or they're just here just kind of for fun. Usually it's by watching the big girls, how they're trying to imitate the big girls at that age. But yeah, 5 is where we start our competition team, and we'll tell you real quick, need to wait a year or two. Let's see how it goes. Or we're like, nope, she's got it. Like, you need to go ahead and put her in it because I'm telling you, she will eat, breathe, and sleep this.
Can you have somebody, let's say that you're saying, okay, well, maybe they're not as good as X. They're marginal, but with hard work, I can get them somewhere.
Oh, 100%.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, every summer we actually do June intensives. So we open that up to the entire studio. So if they want to do a competition team, they will come in and do what we call June intensives. And it's pretty much all summer long, and it's intensive training, intensive skills, intensive workouts, choreography, everything that goes along with what would be demanded of a competition team, which is a step higher than your regular recreational classes. But yeah, so anybody that wants to come can see, and they can either see real quick, I don't want to do this much work, or okay, I love this. Like, I must stick around. And usually everybody that sticks around, we give them all a chance because they're willing to work, so we're willing to give them a chance.
What was your favorite competition that you've won? Or the best sportsmanship that you've seen?
So we actually, this year, I want to say it was VIP, and we were at Alabama Theater. We actually won a studio award for the, it was kind of, I forget exactly what it was called, but it pretty much was sportsmanship. Out of all of the studios that were at this competition, we were pointed out by the judges and the workers backstage for having the best sportsmanship, for just being really good with the other dancers backstage, being really complimentary of the staff, just being an overall good character of a studio. And that was probably my most proud accomplishment, because we come in contact with a lot of girls who, like dance moms, are very snooty and very rude and very cocky, and they are hard to deal with. And we always tell our girls, that's not what you want to be. That is not what you want to be. We always want to have good character and be humble and be respectful. So,
what is the most difficult part of the process?
Of what? Competition?
Well, just in general, what you do at Terry Donna, what do you think the most difficult part of the process? And there might not be anything.
Lord, the phone calls, the paperwork.
Didn't take long to get that out of you there.
Yeah, like just the business side of it. Yeah. That's probably the most monotonous part of it. The actual just getting to teach and the costumes and the songs and all of that. That's the fun part. The hard part is the accounting, the bookkeeping, all of that.
The boring stuff.
The boring stuff, yes. The stuff you have to do.
With your girls, when it comes to competition or when it comes to performing, let's say at Fall Fest here, what makes them more nervous?
At this point, our girls have become seasoned pros, especially our competition teams.
Yeah.
Like, we are getting ready to this Christmas. We're going back to Disney World to perform down Main Street again. So we perform in several different avenues. At this point, they are seasoned pros. I will say that competitions make them more nervous than anything, just because that they know that they are actually going for an award and they have to compete against other people that they may know. But that's probably the hardest part. As far as the City Fest or Christmas, the tree lighting ceremony and all that, that's more of their fun stuff. Like, that's when they get to let loose and just
have a good time.
Really enjoy it and have a good time. Yeah.
You always bring a great crowd too. That's I'll be sitting there introducing y'all. Man, this place is packed. And as soon as y'all leave, well, this place is not packed anymore.
We have a lot of family. So a lot of family that surrounds all of our kids, and they have great support systems, and they all come out and support in big numbers every time.
What is the process that when you go to pick the music? Do you pick stuff that's popular now? Do you pick stuff that was popular 20 years ago? Or does it depend on the dance that you're trying to do?
Depends on the dance that we're trying to do. It also depends on what style you're trying to do. And it also depends on each teacher. So we actually give a lot of our teachers the freedom to pick their own songs. Now we will guide them and go, that's probably not the best song, or that tempo is too fast for this group, or that tempo is too slow for this group. So we'll kind of guide them. But for the most part, we give each teacher their own creative freedom with that.
Talk about the support that the community of Hueytown gives Terry Donna, because I would think that picking Hueytown as the place to be to start this has made a big difference over the years.
We could not imagine going anywhere else. We've often been asked, especially when we bought the studio, are we ever going to take it somewhere else? Because we have outgrown our building substantially. If you ever drop by in the afternoons, like, it is crazy packed. There's always cars wrapped around the building. It's insane. We could never imagine moving anywhere else because this is our home and this is where we'll always be. Now, will we expand one day? That is the dream. But as far as moving, we can never move. This is our home.
Now, let's say we got somebody that wants to dance, that can be really good, can make a difference, but unfortunately financially not in the best spot. Do y'all have scholarships? Do y'all work with them?
We do. We have several different people that come up to us from the community and the surrounding communities that tell us that they are willing to give an X amount of number or an X amount of dollars, and we will take that and put it aside. And when people come to us and tell us they're going through a financial hardship, or someone had surgery, or someone lost a job or something like that, I always tell them, don't hide from me when you owe money. If you'll just come talk to me, I promise we can work something out. We can either do a payment plan, or if it's something that I think deserves a scholarship, we can give a scholarship. And we do. We give out several scholarships throughout the year. And there's a contract that comes with that just to make sure that they are not taking advantage of it. But we do. We do offer scholarships.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us on Chamber Chat. Real quick, before we let you go, talk about how you can join, how you can be a member, try out, and be a part of Terry Donna.
So right now we actually have open registration. You can take dance anywhere from the age of 2 to 18. You can go on to www.terrydonnadance.com and register online right now. We start classes next week, which I don't know when this is going to be air, but we're going to start the same week as school. We run the same length of school. We also keep the same calendar as school. So anybody that's interested, you can go ahead and register online. We also will be in the preschool soon, handing out those flyers, so we can do that in the preschools as well.
And they were to miss this first part of it, but y'all have different times during the year you can join.
So we try to get everyone in the fall, because come October we're ordering costumes.
Sure.
Because they usually take a little while to get in, and then we start preparing for recital after Christmas. And so typically we want everybody to join by October.
Okay, great. Well, once again, we can't say thank you enough. And Terry Donna is a Hueytown institution.
Yes,
and we're so glad you're here, and so glad you're a part of the community.
We're glad to be here.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
In just a moment, Mount Rushmore. We want to thank Heather Roberts from Terry Donna School of Dance for joining us. So much great information, and such a great institution. If you got a young lady that is into dancing, please get in touch. They'll make her better, and she will have a blast, I promise you. And so, back by popular demand, we've got Mount Rushmore. We spent the past 2 hours debating on what we should talk about. We went from sweets to sweet tooth to candy, but it was a little broad. So here's what we're going to do. We're doing TV shows, but I've got some rules. So here are the rules. And number one rule is, you know you can't copy. So if I have something that you really like, I'm going to go last. I always put myself in the toughest position. I'm going to go last. I'm not the opening act. I'm the headliner. So I'm going to go last. Here's the thing. You cannot pick a reality show. You cannot pick a variety show.
What does that mean?
Exactly. I just wanted to throw you off. I'm going to throw you off with that. That's from like way back in the day. You can't copy, and it's got to be a TV show. It's got to be a scripted television show. You can't go cartoon. So you got a scripted. It's going to be a scripted television. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, for people that have never listen to the podcast, anybody that knows me, I do not apologize for this. I'm going to have pretty much all teen dramas on mine, as I absolutely adore teen dramas. You can say what you want. I love it. I'm all about it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the room here live in the Chamber Studios. We've got Jaslyn Morning playing. We have got Cameron Bartlett. I've got your name right every time for the past several episodes. We've got Gavin Williams, who is going to actually get some airtime. He's excited. And we got what's your last name, Jordan? So go ahead and introduce Jordan.
This is Jordan Jackson.
Okay. That's why Gavin makes the big bucks right there, ladies and gentlemen. Such a great introduction. So he's going to pass the mic to Jordan. They're going to share the mic. So, Jordan, you will be up first. We're going to work our way around the room. Back to Gavin, then me. Okay, so Jaslyn, you pick four. Can't copy. Got to be a scripted show.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay.
And I will make fun of people's answers if I don't like them.
Of course you will.
But this will be the first time I've ever done that, though.
Oh, please. am going to go my top one that I just finished watching.
Okay.
Manifest.
Great show.
Great show.
Go, I mean, it's not mine, but I do like it. I thought it was a good show. It really was good. And they were on a plane for 5 years, and all of a sudden they're back, and nobody, they look the same. It's great.
Definitely a great show.
Yeah. Like the sister. Big fan.
I'm going to have to go Teen Wolf.
Oh. It top probably would have had a shot at mine, possibly. We talked about, you've seen the movie, the recent movie, not the one from 1985 that Coach Coyne wants you to watch. It's good, too. It's a different kind of good. But who's your favorite character on Teen Wolf?
Stiles Stilinski.
Stiles, that's easy to say, isn't it?
Stiles Stilinski.
He's handsome. Good guy. All right, so, Jordan.
The Flash.
The Flash?
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
Really good.
Okay, so that's on CW, right?
Yeah, CW.
I watch a lot of CW shows. What's his girlfriend's name? Candace? No. Iris West.
Iris, yeah.
Yeah, I like her. She's good. Big fan. We're passing the mics. If you hear that noise, it's a mic being passed around. We only have four mics that work. Gavin, go ahead.
You know, I'm going with The Walking Dead. That's mine.
It scared me. I don't like to be scared. So I was very scared.
That scared me too.
Yeah, it's very scary. Yeah, but I hear good things. It's never ended. It's still on, right?
No, it actually just recently.
Okay, just recently.
They have a lot of spinoffs coming. They have like three coming up.
It ran for 76 years, and so we're glad
I watched it since pretty much like first one.
Yeah, people like it. I've heard good things, but I have never watched. It's just scary for me.
I mean, I like it so much. I actually like got the comic books and read something.
Okay.
Okay, nerd.
Okay. So, you'll notice a theme here. For me, for you to make my Mount Rushmore, I have to have a love triangle. I need it. I got to pull for somebody in the love triangle. I have to have a love triangle. Well, so that's the key. You got to have a love. So I'm going to go with my first one is scripted television. I'm going to go with Vampire Diaries. Ran for 8 seasons. Fantastic show. Elena. Let me get a high five, Gavin. You don't know who she is, but I'm going to tell you right now. You're high-fiving for a good reason. Great show, and it spun off the originals, which wouldn't make my five, and Legacies, both really good shows, but never as good as the original. Vampire Diaries, love it. I've seen it probably twice.
That's valid.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go back with a CW show.
Oh, love the CW.
iZombie. It was a short.
Never seen it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Okay, so basically, she's a zombie, right?
She ate brains. That's all I know.
Yeah, she eats brains.
Good for her.
And she absorbs the person's personality of who she eats.
Why not just go to Arby's? It's probably better for you and tastes better in the long run.
It's a great show. It's something new every episode. I love it. Definitely.
Gotta love the Huey Town TV crew here doing their favorite TV shows. Is that something kind of like ironic right there? I like it. Okay, so you came out of the gate strong. Can you continue? Chances though are probably not.
Probably slim.
In your recent Mount Rushmores would say no, but I'm interested. Number two for you.
Criminal Minds.
Don't even.
Spencer Reed.
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Blah, blah, blah.
Criminal Minds. Okay, we're just going to bypass this one.
You did Vampire Diaries.
I did a great show.
Criminal Minds is like...
At least mine's real. Jordan, go ahead.
It's Vampire Diaries.
Liv and Maddie from the Disney Channel? Absolutely. I've rewatched it like 2 times. It's absolutely amazing.
Okay, so Jordan's officially 4 years old.
And are you a 10-year-old girl?
Liv and Maddie. Who's in Liv and Maddie? I've never seen
Dove it.
Dove Cameron.
Okay.
Plays 2 characters. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. All right, so Jordan's not good, but slightly better than Cameron. Good.
I'm going with Breaking Bad. That's my thing.
Okay, good show. You know, I'll tell you my problem with this. Okay, I watched the first 2 or 3 seasons. Here's my problem, Gavin. There's nobody to pull for.
Fun fact, Walking Dead and Breaking Bad are the only 2 TV shows I've seen all the way through.
So where's 3 and 4 coming from is basically what Gavin said. We're going to can't wait. It's great. Okay, my only issue again is he's not a good guy. You know, I'm pulling for him. He's not a good guy. You know,
he's not a good guy. Yeah. I mean, I really don't see good guy, bad guy. I mean,
you just see like shades of gray, right? No black and white. I got you, Gavin. All right, my show, One Tree Hill. Fantastic. Another CW show about a team that plays basketball. Sophia Bush. I love her.
Sounds like an old person.
She's not old. She's a great actress. And I don't care that she's attractive. That has nothing to do with this. She's a good actress, Cameron. That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
And a great love triangle, by the way. Lucas, Peyton, and Brooke. One of the best love triangles ever. One Tree Hill. If you haven't watched it, You're probably too old to watch it, but give it a shot. I'm pretty happy about that. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go with Stranger Things. I love good sci-fi.
You really are having a good, just a good broadcast together. Good job.
Thank you.
Now, Stranger Things, it's different, though. And it's kind of the 80s-esque, but it's so good. I love Eleven, you know?
Yes, I love the whole cast.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of everything for everybody. It's got...
And kind of a love triangle.
It does.
That's all I'm looking for here in a show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and the last season's coming out, so if you haven't watched it, you still can on Netflix. I would recommend it. Really good. And it's kind of one of those shows that appeals to a younger generation.
Yeah.
You can watch it with your... And you can watch it with your mom. I mean, yeah, it's like one of the shows.
Oh, my God, I had one of those.
Yeah, exactly. So far, Jasmine, great job. Cameron, you need to bounce back because criminal whatever, that was bad. So, no offense, though. You know, we're not going to make fun of you about that. Go ahead, Cameron.
Oh my gosh. I don't even think I can bounce back from this one because I don't really watch shows. I don't finish
you
them.
You said we were doing this. You said you I thought you said I had this.
I thought I did, but then I realized I don't really watch them all the way through.
So. Was it well what you've watched that's the best part of it?
I kinda like The Good Doctor. Have you seen that one?
No. No.
It honestly it's really good.
No.
You don't like it?
No.
No, why?
I'm sorry, just at this point, Cameron.
What? It's about a doctor, and he on it.
There's too
slays.
Many shows about doctors. You either they either die, you say they're alive.
At least it's not Grey's Anatomy.
Or you cheat with somebody in a closet. That's pretty much what doctor shows are.
It's in the first season of Grey's Anatomy.
I don't think this doctor one is about that. It runs around as only one doctor.
Chicago Med is great.
He can see why.
Listen, I get it. It's okay. Listen. You like different shows. You're a serious show person. That's what it is. That's good. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Jordan, go ahead.
I got another Disney show.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Casey Undercover.
Okay, I can actually vouch for that.
Is it
not just for Zendaya. Okay.
I can vouch for Casey Undercover.
Casey
actually.
Undercover, gotta be like top five Disney shows of all time. Absolutely love it. Another show I've rewatched three times. So
my niece is 9, and right now you and her will be vibing so much because y'all watch the same shows.
It's really good. You should watch it with
her. It is. I can actually vouch for that.
It like has a like the last season has like a continuous
Mount Rushmore of Disney shows. You'll knock it out of the park.
I would. I definitely.
All right,
would.
Gavin, go ahead.
You know, I'm going AMC is pretty. I'm going Better Call Saul. I mean, just.
Okay, kind of a spinoff from Breaking Bad.
I think it's a prequel. I think it's before the Breaking Bad timeline. But, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to mix it up and venture off the teen drama for just a second. But this show that I'm about to announce does have a love triangle.
Stop building suspense.
I can't do it. It's what I do. It's Game of Thrones. If you've never seen Game of Thrones, and in fact, I don't know anybody in this room should watch it for a couple more years, but when you eventually become an adult, it's a great show. It's the last two seasons are terrible, but the first six are some of the best ever in television. And the great thing about it early on was just when you started liking somebody,
they died.
They would kill them. They would, you know, no other show has ever killed off a hero like this show. So again, you watch it when you start going, oh man, I love this person. They're out. They're done. Stick a fork in them. So I think that's what makes that show great. It just keeps you on the edge of your seats. And the Red Wedding episode, one of the best of all time. So there you go. Game of Thrones. Jaslyn, you're up.
I thought I did my four.
No, I've only did three. So this is your four. So once again, you got to pay attention, guys, when you're doing this podcast thing and you're announcing in a microphone. You got time, though. You got 3 seconds.
Okay. Let me think.
You can't go Criminal Minds.
I'm not going to go Criminal Minds.
Nobody would.
I would.
Buddy besides Cameron.
And my mom would. And all my friends, actually.
Basically the whole family and Cameron's friends.
Yeah. Speaking of my mom.
I feel like my brain just blinked. It has no idea what I've
Gavin, we have Asia. Rules. You got to be ready at all times for Mount Rushmore. We ban you.
Oh, okay. I got a good one.
Gavin's thinking.
I got a good one. It's on Hulu. Okay. It's called The Great.
Whoa, is that about the it's back in the monarchy, right?
Yes.
And the girl's kind of, you know, very nice, very sweet, mm-hmm. and she has to marry the king guy.
Yes,
and okay.
The king of Russia.
Yeah, that guy's a terrible guy.
Yeah.
But pretty funny. Okay, you know, I've seen a few.
There is a love triangle.
There is. That guy's kind of a jerk. I've seen a few episodes. It's a funny show.
It's a great show.
It's a funny show.
I love period dramas.
I do too. So Game of Thrones is kind of the same way. So I'm with you on that. And you said The Great And you said it was great. So look at you. Awesome. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on the edge of our seat is Cameron will now attempt her fourth. She started out so well. And then the last two have been just, what's the word I'm looking for? Bad. There you go. So, Cameron, no pressure. And again, I'm going to respect whatever you say. We're not going to mess with you about it. So you feel free to say whatever your fourth episode is.
This is going to get me
Mount Rushmore of TV shows.
I want to say The Ghost Whisperer. Did all that stuff made me cry? That little boy that got hit by a train. Either that or Law and Order.
You know, I don't know which one's worse. Either Cameron or you going everything Disney made. I mean, back and forth. I don't know which one.
Honestly, if I had to pick, I'd probably pick Disney made. Because
you so it's not as bad as you.
But like, my picks are valid. It's just if you want to cry, Ghost Whisperers.
Okay, great. Well, my last one. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. None of y'all, hopefully, none of you've seen it. But it's voted on. If you ever look at a top list of best TV shows ever, it's going to be number one. But again, I'm going to wait till I get here. It's not a teen drama. It's a great show. It's HBO. I'll give you a hint. That's my hint. But y'all haven't seen it. Hopefully, you haven't seen it because you're way too young to watch it. Go ahead, Jordan. Okay, you can't go Disney. You got
to
go.
It's an MA show, so you can't compare me to your 9-year-old niece.
Okay, anymore. Brooklyn, if you're listening, I love you. Go ahead.
Archive 81, absolutely amazing. It's a Netflix original.
Okay. Explain what it's about, because I've never heard of this before. And mostly, I think three people watched the show total, and you were one of them.
It got canceled for
yeah, because three people watched it. Yeah.
It's about this dude named Dan. he like makes like repairs film.
It sounds so fun.
But it's footage of like this cult.
Is there a love triangle?
In the second episode, there is a love triangle. It's like 5 minutes long.
Okay, so, well, that's too short. I need a season-long love triangle. I got to pull for somebody in the love triangle, which I usually pick the wrong person.
Yeah, it's really good. Everybody should watch it. I'll give you a dollar.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to Chamber Chat, Jordan said he will give you a dollar to watch this show. You probably need to up the ante a little bit, but that's fine. No problem. You weren't the worst tonight, Jordan. All right, Gavin, go ahead.
All right, I'm out, okay? I don't have anything, but this one, I'm doing this one for my mom here. This one.
Nice. Look at you taking care of mom.
We're going Days of Our Lives, you know? That one, that's been going on for quite some time.
Well, okay, I'm going to give you that, because as a kid, I was forced to watch Days of Our Lives, and I kind of liked it, so there you go. I'm going to give you that.
That's where you
go. I'm a General Hospital guy, though, so if I'm going to go soap opera, but okay, good. I like it. I'll give you, you know what? That's right now, if we went around, that's one of the best I've heard so far. So, good job. No offense, Jordan. Or
I mean,
Cameron.
if we're doing a true, like, Mount Rushmore, I mean, it's what they've done for the industry.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, there you go.
Well, okay, Mr. Cameraman.
All right, finally, I'm going to wrap this up, and I know I've been keeping you on the edge of your seat. I'm going to go, and again, if you look on any list, it's going to be toward the top. If you like this kind of genre, it's The Sopranos. It's fantastic. Again, with all my high school friends here, you should watch it yet, but hey, you're graduating, right, this year?
So is he.
So Gavin, y'all can, after graduation, pop on The Sopranos, because it's a good show. It's legit, it's six seasons, and it's violent, but it tells a good story. So who wants to pick the go-home song tonight? I'm going to throw it out here.
I want to do it, you know. I've been wanting to do this for quite some time.
Okay, so Gavin has never got to pick the go-home song. Before you do, we want to thank, once again, Heather Roberts from Terry Donna School of Dance. This episode, she was nice enough to come in and talk to us. 12 years, she's ran it. 55 years, they've been a part of Hueytown and making a difference in the lives of young ladies that wanted to dance in this community. Thank her so much. Want to thank you for listening. And the go-home song tonight is...
It's going to be Joy to the World by Three Dog Night.
Wow, going way back a little bit. Is that a personal favorite of yours or some family?
My dad always said Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I never knew why. I listened to the song. Last year I did a 12-slide presentation on it for an assignment in English. And
All right. I've never heard that much background on Joy to the World.
I do have one question. Is that the Christmas song?
It's not a Christmas song, no.
That's why I added the Three Dog Night. There's a lot of songs named Joy to the World.
Well, anyway, enjoy the go-home song, Joy to the World. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good